You're listening to SBS News.
Intrepid Travel is one of the largest adventure tourism companies in the world, operating in seven continents. But after 31 years of growth, its tours have stopped in almost every country, including Australia. Intrepid Chief Executive James Thornton says the COVID-19 pandemic has made it impossible to operate.
We have lost virtually all of our revenue. We are unable to operate trips, either domestically or internationally, to any large degree at this stage. And currently, there's no clear roadmap about when we will have the opportunity to be able to get out and operate trips again.
The company has had to let go of a third of its Australian employees, with the remaining 200 supported by JobKeeper. A new report by the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows bushfires and the early stages of COVID-19 hit tourism operators harder than any other sector. Tourism jobs plunged 3% in the year to March, compared to an increase of 1.7% for the whole economy. Accommodation suffered the most, followed by hospitality, sports and recreation. Margie Osmond, Chief Executive of National Advocacy Group Tourism and Transport Forum, says the closure of international borders and domestic travel restrictions at the end of March only made it worse.
As of May, we were sitting at something like 65% down on jobs in the sector. So instead of having something like 700,000 direct jobs, there are only about 230,000 at the moment, and that's with JobKeeper. So it shows you just how desperate the situation is within our industries.
With Victoria now in stage 4 lockdown, there's fears the state's once thriving tourism industry will struggle to recover. IBIS World Senior Industry Analyst Nathan Cloutman says the second wave of COVID-19 has delayed interstate travel resumption, with border restrictions still enforced for most states and territories.
Interstate travellers count for around 25% of Victoria's tourists, and so obviously the border restrictions are going to have a huge impact on tourism businesses in the state. A lot of pressure, especially for regional tourism businesses, and we're seeing many go under because of the impact of the lack of tourism in Australia and in Victoria as a state.
Others are more hopeful the pandemic will be contained in time. Mr. Thornton says Intrepid Travel is already taking bookings for mid-next year and beyond.
So we're definitely seeing lots of pent-up demand there. I think people are just looking for the certainty of when they will be able to get away.
The federal government has made no decision on when Australia's travel ban will be lifted. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Cassandra Bain, SBS News.